You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Week 8 Drive. Two, Survivor, not going well, on thehammer.bet. Go to thehammer.bet. As always, check out all of the sports betting contents up at the channel and smash the like and download the audio pod. Well, you're here as well. Get the entire network, The Hammer Betting Network. Rob Pizzolo and Cam Stewart are here. Rob and I will try to convince Cam on his Survivor pick of the week. So we took New England last week. That lost. However, the other pick that Rob that we threw out there was Tampa Bay, which also lost to.
This is it. This is getting to be the low point in my professional career. It should not be this hard.
This is on you guys. You guys are the guys who give me the picks.
Well, in fairness, this week was on us because no matter what, we offered up two losing picks. However, you are the final decision maker, and there have been weeks where you have settled on the game that lost ultimately. So you have to share in some of the blame here.
Okay. I already got my pick. Okay, I got my pick.
Let's hear it.
You guys can't do anything about
Carolina.
It. Dallas.
Oh, the Cowboys.
So, like, the problem is, like, here's the problem.
Here's
the problem,
way.
Cam.
It's new predator. I just gave you a pick, and you're trying to. The whole goal is for me to be confident about my pick. Is that not true, Pat?
Yes. Now, here's the problem, Cam, because, you know, you could theoretically use Dallas in week 16, although we've been eliminated six times in 8 weeks.
So should I try to pick something that's like
that's
big
not where that it, that's not where
to,
I was
no,
going.
Let's try to lose every week.
Well, here's the thing: I've bet Dallas personally on the spread, and I'm not immune to like thinking that there's some sort of curses. I'm a sports bettor. We're all like this. We believe in some sort of like sometimes this is not right. I don't want to essentially mush my Dallas spread pick with picking them, and the Survivor picks have been so bad that I feel like there's some sort of negative effect tied to that. So that's it's a selfish personal concern of mine, but I do like Dallas against the spread. It's hard for me to argue that I think that they're going to lose, but I don't really want that attached to it.
You want to get stones? How about Seattle?
Oh God. Give me Dallas.
Just saying, it's like Dallas is 9.5. We're not going to take the Eagles.
No.
Bills. I think we've already taken. Actually, it doesn't matter who we've taken because we're losing.
Honestly, at this point, it's like,
what do people do with the show, Pat? They just watch it and say, fade these idiots?
Yeah, they bet the other team.
They've
been winning money on like big money lines so far.
Good.
We could actually advertise this show as the most profitable sports betting show in the entire world right now, because all people have to do is take the big underdog on the money line every week and they win. So we actually are the most profitable show out there right now, Cam.
Interesting.
Dallas.
You guys got anything else?
No.
Dallas.
I mean, if Buffalo was available for you, I think I'd do that. Is anyone actually left in real Survivor at this point? Like, who could possibly?
Some people are. I know a couple of people that are like, they got like three or four guys left in their league. A few guys that I know are like, they're hanging in there. Obviously, they don't watch the show.
I think most people are like, most pools are between 5% and 10% of people left right now.
I'm shocked it's that high based on the amount of big.
It's like, true.
The amount of weeks where two of the three biggest favorites have outright lost blows my mind.
If you didn't, basically 2 weeks ago, if you didn't have the Rams, you lost.
Well, it was like week one. If you didn't have the Ravens, you probably got eliminated week one.
Yeah, there's been a lot of weeks like that. I agree with you. I'm actually surprised at that number too. Now, I think a lot of people just luckily backed into it, where, like, for example, they might have already used Tampa Bay earlier this year for a win, and they couldn't take them last week, for example, and they went to a different team. So maybe it's just like obviously a lot of luck based, but there's no real good options this week outside of Dallas, right? Like, I know, Pat, you like Atlanta against the spread.
I'm not taking Atlanta in Survivor, though.
Dude, Carolina can win that game outright.
I agree. But, like, other than Buffalo and Philly, who are the big favorites, and like Dallas is the obvious.
I'm telling you, I think Seattle's the second best pick.
Although the spread would not indicate it, I would take fucking Tennessee.
See, Pat, see, now you're thinking like I think, crazy. A 2-point favorite instead of a 9.5-point favorite.
Yeah, but I have this game. Like when I did my early spreads, I had Tennessee favored by 6.5.
Wow.
That's very bold.
That's very bold.
It's a gold pick for Pat for a reason. He really likes the Titans. I would have almost liked Jacksonville in their real home home environment of London, where they play every year and they get Jacksonville's real fan
gonna
support.
Jacksonville's going to win this game by more. They're going to cover two and a half, aren't they?
No, man. Mr. Unlimited's back. Watch out.
You're not concerned that Russell Wilson was doing jogging up and down the plane while his teammates were sleeping? He's really trying to get into game mode.
He's jogging up and down the plane, and some guy is singing like biblical songs with an acoustic. Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, here? No, that's like, the thing. That was the alternative. It was like, Russell, we know you want to sing with your guitar and sing us some Bible verses, but how about you just stretch in the meantime while we sleep? That was the healthy alternative to the situation.
This guy's just, I don't know what he is. He's lost his mind. Like, gone is the kid. Remember he first came in the league fresh, nice curly hair, fun guy. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm just like, it's just, I don't know what happened to that guy. It's almost like a Kardashian thing. Like, he's different. He's just not the same dude.
I love this new Russell Wilson. I'm all in.
A guy that can't even do a Subway commercial without looking like he's barfing on the cold cut trio? It's a fine sandwich. Like, I don't know how you eat a sandwich and that could be like, like he's like forcing it down. It's like, dude, it's just a sub. It's not like we're asking you to eat like wet dog food.
Well,
it's not kind of. He's not eating Alpo treats like you, Cam.
No, milk bones, Rob. I've not tried Alpo. Do they have a dry bone? I don't know.
You tried Alpo. You didn't try the milk bones. You got it reversed. You had the Alpo. Remember Alpo?
They were dry, like a senior's oatmeal cookie.
But you kept eating them. Like
I did because I was hungry. And you know what? There's worse things to eat than dog treats. I can't believe I admit these things on air. God.
Alpo for Valpo. Alpo for Valpo. Remember? You guaranteed Valparaiso.
Yeah, but I told you I'm not eating it wet. I'm not eating wet dog food unless you pay me. Like, I need brown ones. Like,
I would have puked. I would have puked.
Yeah, I'm going to puke too. And you know me, I eat anything. I'll eat. I told you, you give me a tire and put hot sauce on it, I'll eat a tire. Like, there's nothing I don't like.
You also had a professional fighter choke you out in studio.
Yeah, remember what he told me too? Because you're really lucky. I choked out a midget in Italy and he shit himself. Remember? He said like you could lose all bowel movements.
Well, I mean, little person in Italy, but that's...
Sorry, he choked out a little guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not...
Well, it's different nomenclature at that time.
Thank you.
So that's exactly what he said.
You know me as a person. I'm not that guy.
I know you're not.
But anyway, sorry.
No, I'm glad you didn't shit yourself.
Choked out a little guy. I think he said not shit. I think he said he pissed his pants. Like he had urine running down his leg.
I did too because they called me to HR right after that show and said, what the hell just happened?
Dude, we broke TVs, lights, whatever. Steve Coolius accused us of theft. Hey, Cam, stop stealing my name. Ryan, jeez. It's like, I didn't touch your stuff, man. I know I had a reputation. Ooh, I take things from people. That's one thing. I don't steal people's food.
You did.
I kind of leer at it, but I don't steal it.
You did take my sub on the first day of work.
That's literally my first day of paying the toll. You're employed. Yes. Like, hey, there's lunch.
You just randomly found a sub and said, "Hey, everybody, free subs!" And
who keeps a sub on a drawer? Like it's just like you kept it on like it was a piece of furniture far away. Like if I have a sub, I keep it in my area. It was like literally in the middle of nowhere. Like if there's a sub sitting there.
Well,
it's mine. You actually
sniffed it out. If I recall, what happened was Richard Gardner saw me about to eat this sub and he said, "You're not going to eat that here, are you?" And I said, "Yes, I was planning on eating it here." He's like, "If Cam sees that, he's going to want that. So he better hide that." I'm like, "Okay." So I literally wrapped the sub back up. I put it on a shelf underneath my winter jacket. It was not visible. And you walked out of the studio, you're just talking regularly, and then you just, it's like you caught the scent, and you actually sniffed out the sub, grabbed it, proclaimed, "Hey, everybody, free subs," and then sat down and ate the sub.
What a shithead I am. I don't even realize I do these things. Pat, I got a real problem. Like I can't be doing that stuff anymore.
Well, you work at home now, so I think it's okay.
Yes. Now you're just eating your own food. You're not eating anyone else's.
That will do it on the week 8 edition of Drive to Survivor. For Rob, for Cam, reminder to go to thehammer.bet and sub to the channel while smashing the like. I'm Pat Mayo. We'll see you next week.